Time for DC Current, presented by LABI. You can learn more about your state's Chamber of Commerce at labi.org. Joining us now, as he does just about every Tuesday, is Congressman Troy Carter. Congressman Carter, how are you? Welcome back, sir.
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, Brian?
Doing very well. We're going to get out of your comfort zone in just a minute and talk AI. But before we do that, I kind of have to ask you about, well, what is essentially, well, I guess it's technically not yours yet, your new district. You're going to be facing some changes and some challenges in the upcoming election, in that you're not looking at the exact same map that you looked at the last time you ran for Congress. How long is it going to take you to adapt and get to know some of your new constituents?
Well, you know, the advantage of this new map, while it is different and there will be areas of the map where people will have the first time having an opportunity to vote for me. Mm-hmm. Fortunately, I've had the opportunity to vote for those parts of the district my entire term, entire terms in Congress. So being familiar with the terrain and the issues are all things that I'm very, very aware of. St. Bernard, of course, is very near and dear and close to my home district, just across the river from Algiers, where I grew up and still live. And adjacent to the 9th Ward that I currently represent. So that area is very familiar to me. Picking up parts of Lafourche similarly is something after Ida. Spent a lot of time on the ground in the community, working with the parish presidents and the local officials to get resources in. So while they haven't had a chance to vote for me, I've been voting for them for a long time and look forward to engaging further and including them in our SWAT of areas that we go to Washington every day to fight for.
Getting a little bit further up the river, actually, I want to bring you over to Lake Maurepas. You're going to be hip deep in the carbon capture, sequestration, and usage conversation very soon.
Yeah, I mean, that is one of those things that, as I mentioned to people all the time when we talk about issues of the environment, we have to coexist and we have to find ways to be cleaner and greener, and we have to do them very thoughtfully and at the core of every discussion relative to energy, whether it's oil and gas, solar, wind, or any of the renewables that we so desperately trying to move toward to have a safer, greener community, is that none of it happens overnight, but it begins with conversations with the community, with making sure that communities are safe. The number one commodity of any industry is its people. So we have to make sure that people have clean water, clean air, and live in an environment that they can raise their families while still taking care of the needs of our community and our world.
We got Congressman Troy Carter with us. This is, of course, DC Current, presented by LABI. We'll dig deeper into that conversation as we get closer to Election Day, Congressman. Right now, though, instead of talking about stories of tomorrow, I want to talk about stories that would have sounded like science fiction not too long ago. You're a member of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Protection Committee, and there is news on that committee securing an AI task force.
Yeah. The significance of having this is a bill that myself and Ranking Member Benny Thompson sponsored. This bill would establish a task force within CISA and the Department of Homeland Security purely to get our arms around this, right, to determine what is AI, what does it mean? And we know that AI is not new. We know it's been around for a very long time, but we also know that, like we found out in the aftermath of social media, that while there's a lot of good to come from it, there are also a lot of potential for abuse. And so this task force that we're creating is one that will bring all the department heads, all the agency heads in together to make sure that we are anticipating, if you will, any and all, or as many, of the pros and cons and getting our arms around it to make sure that we're protecting citizens, the country, and our national security from nefarious actors who would have less than honorable means of using AI.
So there's going to be a number of challenges along with that, though, because you're going to be marking some uncharted territory. What are a few of those challenges that you could foresee popping up in the near future?
Well, you know, there's always the issue of some suggesting their constitutional rights You have some interfering with inner agencies that have sometimes the fiefdom issue, which doesn't want anybody interfering with what they're doing. We'll have national security. We have the issues of local, state, and federal government. You know, all of those things, whenever you're talking about something at this level, with so much still unknown.
Right.
While we know a lot about AI, we know that AI isn't new. It's been used for a long time. But the application now being at the ground level where individuals have access to it, and the incredible abuses that are there, it has to be a very careful and thoughtful and deliberate walk in the park with all of the moving parts being addressed so it doesn't get out of hand. And whenever you do that, you know, whenever you have that level of discussion, you have people who are in opposition, who don't want to have Big Brother looking. Well, sometimes Big Brother has to look because it's the responsibility of keeping our country and our individuals safe.
Well, and there's also knowing the role of the federal government here, because it's going to cross so many different streams. I mean, you're talking about everything from, you know, sophomores in high school cheating on English papers to, you know, nefarious actors hacking into water systems. I mean, and everything in between.
Literally everything in between.
Yeah.
And I mean, everything from our national security, from election tampering to, as you said, cheating on your college thesis.
Right.
You know, and everything in between, and some things that we haven't mentioned that are far more dangerous, like, again, national security, hacking into the water system, hacking into your financial systems. You know, we've seen this happen. We've seen universities be subject to it. We've seen municipalities being attacked. We've seen government entities. So we know that while, again, it is a powerful tool and it isn't new, it's new to some, and some are still exploring ways to benefit in the worst possible way, which is a real risk, and one that we have to be vigilant and stay ahead of the curve on. And thus the reason why the task force and highlighting the importance of making sure we're checking every possible box. We've seen the dangers, and we've seen with social media. Social media, while it has a lot of pluses, we've also seen a lot of the ugly side, the dark side, the dangers of it.
Oh, yeah.
What it's done to our young people, what it's done to our communities. So we have to make sure that we extract the best and discard the worst.
We got a couple minutes left with Congressman Troy Carter talking about this AI task force. What's the makeup of it? Who's going to be on it?
Task force will have a combination of the various departments. DHS will be there. CISA will be there, of course. FBI, you know, all of the normal players that you would imagine to make sure that, you know, we are touching all of those sensitive areas of importance, from FBI, Homeland Security, the FEMA, of course, because of the issues associated with it. And it will continue to grow as we move on.
LSU has kind of been on the forefront with a lot of cybersecurity research. Will we be bringing them into the fold?
All of the academic institutions will ultimately be a part, not a part of the initial phase of the task force, but as it grows to go into academia, you know, our hospital systems, everything that you might imagine that uses technology, which is what? Everything.
Yeah.
But this will be initially at the highest levels of those areas of top clearance to begin top down and looking at all of the issues, particularly beginning at the areas of finance and national security.
He is Congressman Troy Carter. We get to visit every Tuesday. Next Tuesday, Congressman, I'm going to be on the road, so we're going to take a week off. But in the meanwhile, we always appreciate the time, sir. Looking forward to the next visit.
Hey, safe travels on the road, my friend.